Joining us to talk about the current situation inside occupied Palestine is Deanna Bhutu. Deanna is a human rights lawyer and international law expert and was an advisor to the PLO in the 1990s. She joins us from Jerusalem. Deanna, welcome back to Flashpoints.
Thank you, Nar.
So let's start with talking about the clashes that happened over the weekend. Six people dead after the PA's Fatah-run security forces basically went out on a mission to assassinate this leader of an armed wing of Hamas. The PA placed the entire city of Qalqilya under curfew, which is reminiscent of Israeli tactics as they did this search and seizure mission. Could you give us your assessment of this current political climate within the occupied West Bank at this point?
Well, certainly. One of the interesting things about this case is that one of the individuals of Hamas who ended up being killed was somebody who was being sought after by the Israelis and had gone undercover for a period of nearly 7 years. And so rather than, and so the irony is that instead of Israel actually being the person, the body that assassinates him, that it has ended up that it's the Palestinian Authority that has killed this man. And so it points to the direction that the Palestinian Authority is heading into, that of simply being the security subcontractor to the Israeli occupation.
And this also comes just 3 days after Israel assassinated another Hamas leader, Abed al-Majid Doudin, in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. You know, let's talk about the timing of all of this. The PA's security services have been ramping up their aggression against the civilian population within the West Bank, and more Palestinian civilians are unimpressed, you could say, with the PA's involvement with the Israeli government and the United States. You know, after this meeting with President Obama, what's the significance, really, of the timing of all of this under Abbas leadership?
It's very significant. The significance of it is that President Abbas, it wants to demonstrate to the Americans that he is the address, particularly given that his mandate expired as of January of 2009. And the only way that he can demonstrate that he is the address, and Salam Fayyad being the prime minister who has now twice been appointed and not yet been confirmed by the PLC, the only way that they can do that is by showing that they can take control of security. In other words, it has become very clear that the equation is that the Palestinian Authority has to crack down on Hamas and demonstrate that it can actually take control and take charge of security in the West Bank. And in exchange for that, there may perhaps be some pressure brought to bear on Israel, not to dismantle settlements, but just to simply freeze settlements. And so it's becoming clear that this is the equation, particularly in light of the fact that President Abbas's mandate expired in January of this year.
That's the voice of Deanna Bhutu. She is a former advisor to the PLO. Deanna, let's talk also about the training of the PA services by the U.S.'s Contra-style military commander out there, Lieutenant Keith Dayton. Dayton has been employed in the West Bank for a couple of years. His contract was just renewed for another 2 years, and he's been tasked to train Palestinian Authority forces in so-called counterterrorism tactics, not against the illegal Israeli occupiers, but against their own people in the Hamas movement. What are your thoughts on the appointment and involvement of Dayton?
Well, this is part of the long-term strategy and the long-term thinking when it comes to this region. Nobody, and certainly not the United States, they do not recognize that this is an occupation, this is a political issue that has some security ramifications. But instead, they view it from the lens of security and security only, being that this is a security problem, and if we simply address the security side of things, in other words, approach Israel's security first, then somehow the political ducks will line themselves up. But that's clearly not been it's been proven to be false in the past, and of course it will be proven to be false in the future. What's interesting about Dayton and the forces that he's been training in the West Bank is that when Dayton saw fit to actually give his first public interview to an Israeli paper, one of the key sentences and one of the key messages that he sent to the Israelis was the following, that what they were doing was that they were training the Palestinian Authority forces not to combat Israel's occupation or to even resist Israel's occupation, but instead they were training the security forces to undermine those very individuals who at any point in time believe that it is all right to resist Israel's military occupation. In other words, pit Palestinian against Palestinian rather than ensure that the Palestinians are able to resist Israel's military rule.
And Deanna, how does this kind of Iran-Contra style tactic play out in the Palestinian street? How are Palestinians looking at what's going on here?
Palestinians are looking at it with a lot of horror and a lot of disgust. I actually remember 15 years ago when the Palestinian Authority first came in into the area. This was an authority that was greeted with candy, with flowers. People were throwing rice, with a lot of jubilation, thinking that somehow there was going to be a Palestinian presence, a Palestinian entity that was going to rule over their lives rather than being an Israeli entity, an Israeli force. You have to contrast that with the demonstration that happened yesterday, where people were cursing the Palestinian Authority. People were chanting slogans against the Palestinian Authority, the same slogans that were chanted once against Israeli occupation forces. And so you can see the connection that is being made, that people are making link between Israel's occupying forces, soldiers, and those of the Palestinian Authority. And unless this equation gets broken somehow, unless the Palestinian Authority regears itself or redirects itself, which I don't think is likely, then you're going to see a much higher level of cynicism, along with a much, much more acts of a police state, which the West Bank is now turning into being.
And Deanna Bhutu, finally, as a former advisor to the PLO, if you had 5 minutes with the quisling unelected PA President Mahmoud Abbas, how would you advise his political moves here? And what is the most pressing concern for an occupied Palestinian leader right now?
The most pressing concern is that he's supposed to be devising a strategy that will unite Palestinians to actually get rid of this occupation. In other words, what is the PA's strategy, or what is his strategy for ending the occupation? Not what is his strategy for selling a prolonged occupation to the Palestinians, which is unfortunately the case that it has been. The PA, over the course of the past 15 years, you've seen this progression, and you've seen it within the ranks of a lot of the political parties as well. They don't have a strategy to actually end the occupation. They simply have a strategy to remain in power, and that's it. And if that includes cracking down on Hamas, even though they haven't done anything, if it means beefing up the security forces, if it means repressing demonstrations when Palestinians in the West Bank are protesting Israel's war crimes in the Gaza Strip, then they will do it. And unfortunately, this is the wrong direction to be heading in. I would personally advise him that the strategy should be to unite Palestinians, to work towards an effective strategy that's going to end the occupation through boycotts, through sanctions, through divestment, through working with our natural allies, and not simply just kowtowing to the United States, which has never really proven that it's going to do anything to attain Palestinian freedom.
All right, well, we're going to leave it right there. That's the voice of Deanna Bhutu. She is a lawyer and former advisor to the PLO, speaking to us from Jerusalem. Deanna, as always, thank you so much for your insight and analysis, and we'll speak to you very soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nora.